Before you stands the grand home of Joseph Duncan, who in 1834 was sworn in as Illinois' sixth governor. In the same election, Abraham Lincoln won a seat in the Illinois legislature. While Governor Duncan was considerably older than Lincoln, 15 years his senior, the two men were political contemporaries and friends. This home was the official governor's mansion during the 1830s. It is the only remaining governor's mansion in Illinois other than the current one in Springfield. Let's step back in time to the 1830s and take a walk up to the house to meet the Duncan gardener. He's quite busy with all the work around the mansion, but maybe he can spare a few moments to enlighten us on what life was like for the Duncan family out here on the prairie.
Hello, welcome to the home of Governor Joseph Duncan. I'm the gardener here at the mansion. Sorry about all the leaves. I've been working on raking them for the last week or more. Come on, I'll walk you up to the house. Nice of you to come visit us all the way out here in the country. We're over a mile from downtown. We've got lots of space out here by ourselves and a lot of land, which gives me a lot of work to do. Some Indians stopped by again yesterday. They're through here a lot, it seems. This grand house out here on the prairie must be very intriguing to them. Mr. Duncan built the house in 1834, and since he's been elected governor, it's been the official governor's mansion. I've got my hands full keeping this property looking shipshape for all the important visitors coming by, conducting the business of the state.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. I see you have a guest or two with you today. Welcome to the Duncan Mansion. I'm a tutor for the Duncan children. Let me take you into the house and show you around a bit. Mr. Duncan is away right now. He's at a Whig meeting with that young lawyer who was elected to the state legislature. Abraham Lincoln, I think it was. I've always thought Whig was a funny name for a political party. And you Yanks think we Scots have odd words. Mr. Duncan is away quite often for political meetings. The capital is in Vandalia, but there is talk of it being moved to Springfield or Jacksonville. Mr. Duncan is a big proponent of public education, trying to get established here in our state. As an educator, that sounds like a right bonny idea to me. Have a seat here in the parlor and I'll ring for some tea. I'll tell you a secret. You see that high mantle above the fireplace? Sometimes, when Mr. Duncan comes home, he'll scoop up his wife, give her a kiss, and plop her up on the mantle. She's too short to get down on her own, and he'll leave her there where she pleads for someone to help her. I think I've had to rescue her a dozen times or so myself.
Help, they're back. Come here quick.
Wait right here while I help in the kitchen. We've been having trouble with the wolves going after the cakes we have cooling on the back porch. I knew living here in the prairie, it'd have its challenges, but never imagined one of them would be wolves with a sweet tooth. I'll be back soon.
Hey, Lincoln here. Governor Duncan was a colleague of mine and political ally. I served under him for my first four state legislative years. I voted for him for governor in 1834 and again in 1842. We spent a good deal of time together in the fall of 1840 campaigning in the southern counties and discussing the principles of our party. My service with him for the state of Illinois and the Whig Party taught me many valuable lessons that I took with me when I served our country in Washington.
This recording is part of the audio series Voices of Jacksonville. For more information and other site locations, contact the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 217-243-5678 or on the web at www.lincolninjacksonville.com.